Blog Talk Radio.
This Brooklyn pussy make me lick ya. This mad lion make me lick ya. This Bronx pussy make me lick ya. This terror pussy make me lick ya.
Not enough time. The bulk of all of them with one clip from me nine. To shoot to kill them, say me don't care. I tried to kill but did not get me nowhere. I just put on me gun, here be me two days. Pick up me fist, me both have them face. Grip, strip, one of my head sick. Boom, bop, and that one shot no liquor. No to show us again. We distinguish real bad boys them. And if you are bad boy, not that I can die. Let me see the fist them.
What? Gotta take it easy. What? Because today is Thursday. What? I ain't taking it easy. What's up, Miss C, Lady T, my co-host with all the most. How you be, baby?
What's going on, KL? What's going on? What's happening with you? You sound like your Washington football team is playing tonight. That's what you sound like.
I done ate a spoonful of white sugar, a tablespoon of brown sugar, and I done found me some black market sugar. You hear me? I got all types of any sugar. Look, I'm in that motion. You know how you get when you got so much energy, all you can do is say, squeeze it out. Yeah, I had to squeeze it all out, girl. I got energy coming out my pole. How you been? What's happening? What's going on with you? How was your one day off?
Oh, man, it was amazing because, look, I went and, you know, I told everybody get their little physicals and get checked. And so I was doing my little follow-up, so everything is good. I did that today. Mm-hmm. Today we got rid of the grandbaby, so it was amazing. We are kid-free.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And you know what? Just a sneak to let y'all in on me and T conversation. When you were talking to Tang just now, early before we got on air, I said, Tang? What's she doing talking to Tang? Tang used to be on granddaddy duty. So y'all free. Y'all free now. Huh?
Yes. We free, honey.
That's what. That's what's up, because you know what? I'm going to need some explanation from Chang on his man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. All this in again, out again, we going to chill and everything all right. I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. So, yeah, you know what I mean? I want to know exactly where the Cowboys are with one Dak Prescott. But anyway, we're going to get into that, y'all. I got one question, T.
Okay.
You ready?
I am.
Are you ready for some football, sis? I can't wait. You ready for some tackling, some passes, some rallies, some scatters. Sorry, T. That was one of those energy bugs, John. It just squeezed through
me again. I'm kind of a little teed off at the scheduling because they got 10 games preseason, of course, but it's preseason. So they have 10 games on Saturday and one game on Sunday.
Boy, oh boy. Well, I know you want to let us know. Go ahead.
Oh my God. It's just too much, Kale. They got to do better.
They got to do better. I know, but you know what? We're going to take whatever they give us. I ain't going to do
Absolutely.
That. Last the ending of last season kind of what I want to say went in a abrupt fashion for me. Oh my goodness, T. Oh my goodness, I just turned on the Summer League, and they actually have the Wizard playing in a game. They actually have the they have the Wizards and the Nets. I'm serious because you know what? I was just talking to Debo yesterday, and all I could think was, when the hell are the Wizards going to play a Summer League game? I've seen the Lakers, Spurs, Nets, Mavericks, everyone, Jazz. Hell, I even saw the Jazz White playing the Jazz Blue. What the hell was that about? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, it's good. Even though I'm sick of basketball and everything that's going on, you know, I still want to know. I'm really curious to know what my Wizards team is going to look like with these trades and acquisitions over the over this trade period or over this offseason, you know. But I'm happy to see, you know, for the first time, my Wizards on this Summer League competition. I swear I haven't seen them at all. Today will be, oh my goodness, they got another energy rush, T. They got another one. My palms is itching now. I need to play the because I'm going to be able to watch my Wizards Summer League and my Washington football team. Oh my goodness. I will be sports out. Do you hear me? I will be sports out by the end of the night, and I like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, I feel like Cameo girl. But I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna hog this show with all Washington all the time, like some people might think I would. But I am gonna say I'm glad to see that my boys, both basketball and football, are going to be on the television tonight. So tune in, get you all your popcorn, whatever, and we're going to enjoy this thing. T, you ready? We just going to run right
I'm
into
ready.
It. Okay, all right. 563-993-7832 is our number. You guys tell people, man, we're coming to be on people.
Diamonds are forever. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might hurt me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
The rock is still alive every time I rhyme.
Still, people lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known of Sierra Leone and how we connect to the diamonds we own. When I speak of diamonds in a song, I ain't talking about the ones to be glown. I'm talking about Rockefeller, my home, my chain. These ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. See a part of me saying, keep shining. How? When I know what a blood diamond. So it's thousands of miles away. Sierra Leone connect to what we go through today. Over here, it's the drug trade. We die from drugs. Over there, they die from what we buy from drugs. The diamonds, the chains, the braces, the charms is. I thought my Jesus piece was so harmless. Till I seen a picture of a shorty armlet. And here's the conflict. It's in a black person's soul to rock that gold. Spend your whole life trying to get that ice. On a polar.
Spend your whole life trying to get that ice, man. Hey, Trees, I got a bone to pick with you, Missy.
Okay, let's pick it.
Why you ain't tell me the Dodgers took Max Scherzer and Trey Turner away from my team?
Because they went to the Dodgers, and I was in a funk.
So. So I'm gonna get news when it doesn't affect you.
You know what? Let me first apologize for withholding information from you that was so very important to you. I do apologize, but it affected me so very badly that I was in a funk, and then I had to come physically out of that funk and deal with it because it is what it is. And so it just really slipped my mind. So I do apologize. I am very sorry. I didn't
understand.
Talk about that. I'm sorry. See,
I can understand, and I appreciate that. But let me pick my second bone here. Lou?
Oh, man, another one?
No, this bone is going to Lou because Lou said nothing to me about it either. Lou?
Okay. Thank you.
What's up, Lou?
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right.
Great.
All right. Good.
So,
if anything should happen, though, we're getting some storms in the area, so if I had to back out, you'll know why.
Okay.
Well, you be safe.
Be safe, Lou.
No. I'm still here for now, though. I'm still here.
Okay.
I'm not going out.
Lou, explain to me why you didn't tell me that the Dodgers signed Max Scherzer and Trey Turner for my Washington Nationals, Max.
I knew we were going to get something out of that. I mean, the Braves have been going down for, since Acuna went down. And now they're, trying to get ready to, we're in the midst of the season. We're only about 6 weeks away from playoffs. I mean, they're trying to get their lineups together ready. I honestly know how Atlanta's going to pull this out. I mean, I think they're just, cleaning house early.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Without Turner, they haven't
done anything.
But Trey Turner, man, I mean, he was the everything to my team, to me.
Right.
Speed, young, athleticism, out of this world. I mean, Trey Turner really had some good attributes to him, and now he's gone. He's gone, man. This is really one thing that I do not – I'm not going to say I hate it. I'm not going to say that at all, but
okay.
I really do not like this about baseball because you can be with a bum team all season and then, poof, all of a sudden you're with winners. All of a sudden you're with, you didn't do what you needed to do on your squad or else your team would be in it, It's crazy.
Right.
Happens all too often, though.
Yeah.
All too often.
Every sport except football. But football, you can do it too, because they just can't call people. They were sitting at home on the couch. Wasn't doing nothing.
But at least with football, they don't take players off of active rosters. They don't take, no one would come and remove.
Fact.
They don't take players off the active roster.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
301-653,
holler
at me.
Hey, this is Vandy.
Hey, what's happening?
And this man, Jesse's here too.
Hey, mm-hmm. Jesse. Hey, Vandy. How are y'all?
Hey, what's going on,
family?
What's going on? We're talking about this nonsense in baseball where I lost two of my best players, a pitcher and a second base, shortstop, a pitcher and a shortstop,
That's important, too.
Okay, but I got a question for you real quick. I'm going to change the narrative up real quick, and I'm sorry, I apologize, but I don't know if y'all, I don't know if y'all have actually talked about this or not, but it's something that's bothering me.
What's that?
So is it okay for me to bring up the topic?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm having a problem with the transgender community.
Sport.
Huh?
And what is that? And your problem is?
The transgender community imposing themselves in sports. Like, there's two transgender people that I have a problem with. The woman that did the throw the javelin thing, that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one that did the track and field. I'm having a problem with that. So have y'all discussed that or not?
No, we haven't. It doesn't mean that we don't want to. It's just that this, when you bring up transgender and sports and transgender and anything, it usually leads to a lot of arguing and disagreement. I'm going to say this. Until they maintain a transgender league, I'm sorry. It is not fair for a transgender to compete with who or what they believe they are instead of what they actually are. So
the reason why I said this is because you already know that I'm a part of the elemental PQ community.
Right.
So you know that I'm not biased. But even the people from our community, we don't feel like it's fair.
Well,
because
you can't
I feel
speak
like
for everyone. You can't
no,
speak
a lot
for
of
everyone.
People, a lot of people from our community also feels like it's not fair because, like the hormones or whatever that you have, the testosterone and everything, men have certain testosterone or whatever that gives you an advantage over women, period. You know what I mean? So I don't feel like it should be, just because you identify as that, I don't feel like it's fair that you be in that category. You know what I mean?
I absolutely do. And I agree with you 100%. T, what you got to say on this, Ms. T?
Well, you already know how I feel. I don't think it's fair a man run against a girl biologically being a man dressed as a woman or feeling like they are a woman. Feelings can't get you locked up. Feelings can't get you paid. Feelings can't get you married. Feelings can't get you nothing. Feelings are just what it is, feelings, either you deal with it or you don't. I mean, I'm not saying it so harsh, like, you know, please don't hate me. I mean, I don't want nobody to do anything to themselves. I want everybody to be healthy. If you're feeling a certain kind of way, seek help. Mental health and all, I mean, it's all kind of help out here for somebody that's feeling like they can't be themselves. But what I don't want it to get mixed up, and I don't want people to get it, you know, combined and twisted up. Because if you're biologically a man, and we teach men to be men, and if you're biologically a man, then you need to be in with the men, period. If you're biologically a woman, you should be with the women, period. That's just how it is. And if you want to run, what's wrong with running against the men? What's wrong with that?
No, I feel like you're trying to
want to dress and go on over there with the men and put your tutu on and go over there with them.
I feel like you cheating. Yeah. Like you already know that you're not a real woman. You know, and you know that
no,
you have
they
you have
apparently
they
think they
No, I'm okay with you identifying as a woman, but when it comes to certain things and you know that you have an advantage, I just don't think that that part is fair. Like, go ahead and compete with me, but you're not about to compete with me on a sport level. It's not fair.
Let's bring my man Lou in. Lou, where do you stand on this situation, Lou? Where do you stand with it?
Well, it's, of course, being highly controversial, as one would expect. I mean, you know, trying to be, you know, they can't figure out what they are, you know, what they want to be in the boys or girls sports. And it's really made, you know, very, very complicated. This has been going on now for several years now, and it seems to get even, you know, more difficult as they go on. I don't have a problem, you know, with it, you know, with transgenders, but, you know, they don't train. You're right. But, you know, they should have thought of it before they knew what they're getting into, because you knew you're going to be harassed, you know, by anyway. I mean, you know, that's just, you know, I'm not saying you deserve it, but, you know, you should really think about what kind of trouble you're getting into by causing it.
Right.
So,
you know, I think very clearly.
I kind of take a different stance. I understand what you're saying, but I kind of take a different stance of what you're saying. It's not about you getting in trouble or you feeling a certain type of way. I just feel like ethically, not scientifically, period, it's just not fair, because men have an advantage over women just because of testosterone levels, period. I feel like in general, period.
I feel like as a man,
when it comes to testosterone, you have a advantage over women, period. I'm not saying that we can't do the same things that you do, but I'm saying if we're going to compete on the Olympic level or whatever, I feel like you haven't.
Let me explain this to you. Testosterone, guess what? It only controls our emotions.
How can you say that, Kale? Testosterone is levels when it comes to your physical abilities.
It's our testosterone as men that we get our drive from, that we get our emotion from. Now, yes, we do have more drive, and we do have more emotion when it comes down to it. And we are physically more capable than women. But our testosterone, that only controls our emotion. It doesn't control our physical nature. It only controls, I have testosterone. And plain and simple, when I'm doing an activity, yes, it's my testosterone that's driving me. But my natural capability, testosterone has nothing to do with it.
Who told you that? That's not true fact. Every
science book that I've read, that was
that's true fact. Listen to me. I believe that women, we can do anything that a man can do, but you are definitely physically stronger than us. That's a proven fact.
But I never said that. I never said it wasn't. Only thing that I said is our testosterone, we don't use it guides our emotions.
Tell me how you feel.
Okay,
do you think it's fair?
So listen, wait a minute, y'all, because we way off the subject. We gotta get back on the subject.
Okay, I mean, go ahead and let us finish your point.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to know if that was fair for them to compete against us. That's all.
Okay.
No, I don't feel it's fair, but testosterone is not the factor as to why I don't feel it's fair. I don't feel it's fair just because of the physical attributes that women bring to the game and men bring to the game. There's a difference there. And it's not fair if you classify yourself as a woman, but genetically you were born as a man. It's not fair for you to compete with women. And the same vice versa. As a woman, if you were genetically born as a woman, it's not fair for you to compete with men either. It's not. It's really not. And your testosterone levels are completely different. I'm here to tell you seriously that your testosterone doesn't drive you at all as a man. It really doesn't. It just gives you, I'm sorry. It doesn't control your physicality as a man. It controls your drive and your nature. That's it. That's all.
Okay.
That's it. That's all.
Okay.
But that was a good question. That was a darn good question.
I was just about to say the same thing.
That was
a great question. Thank you.
Yeah, because in essence, we agree. We agree. But where we differ at is testosterone. That's all. But we agree wholeheartedly. I feel like men.
Thank you, Kel. Thank you, Kel.
All right, baby. All right.
I digress. Thank you, Kel.
That's what's up. T, go ahead. You got something you want to add, babe?
I absolutely do not. I thought you was about to take us into a break.
Yeah, we about to 5-6-3-9-9-9. She's on off today, y'all. It's because football coming on. That's all. We'll be right back, y'all. All right.
Yeah.
That was a wild one there. My girl. That's my baby boy. I tell you, she brings that what word am I looking for, T? That extra song. Yeah, I mean, she goes, she comes to Kale Corona and brings the extra sauce with her. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go ahead and jump into our football now. I can't wait no more. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I can't wait any longer. T, could you run down who exactly are what teams are playing tonight, please?
Yeah, absolutely can. Give me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And while we wait for T to get ready, you know, I for one am so glad that football season is back, you know. No more speculations, no more reports about this and that, and no more all the keeping the sport relevant reports.
Right.
And y'all know what I'm talking about. The nonsense. If you notice, we haven't heard anything else about Richard Sherman. Have you noticed
yeah.
that? And,
yeah.
And I mean, and I'm not saying that in a good way.
Right.
You know, I want to know what's up with the brother. I want to know how he's doing. What's going on
right.
with him?
They
you
haven't
know?
Reported anything after his trial. They haven't reported anything after he was he went to court. They haven't reported anything.
Not one.
Like, nothing.
Not
nope.
One. So yeah, you know,
but
I'm like, come on, man. Okay, let's go ahead.
Okay, I got the games for tonight and tomorrow. The games for tonight is, of course, the Washington football team against the Patriots at 7:30 p.m. And then we have the Pittsburgh Steelers against the Philadelphia Eagles at 7:30. Both games come on at 7:30 tonight. So get your TV set, both TVs. Put both TVs on because I'm going to be two good little preseason games. Tomorrow night, well, we're going to have a good weekend, y'all, because tomorrow night we got the Titans against the Falcons, and that's coming on tomorrow at 7 p.m. The Buffalo Bills are playing Detroit Lions tomorrow at 7 p.m., and the Cowboys are playing the Cardinals at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Saturday, we have 10 games, y'all. So listen up. We have the Dolphins and the Bears at 1 o'clock, the Broncos and the Vikings at 4 o'clock, the Saints and Ravens at 7 o'clock, the Browns and Jaguars at 7 o'clock, the Bengals and the Bucks at 7:30. The Jets and the Giants at 7:30. Texans and the Packers at 8 o'clock. Of course, the one and only, the 49ers and the Chiefs play at 8:30. And if you want to watch the Seahawks and the Raiders, they come on at 9. And you have the Chargers and the Rams bringing it up in the rear at 10. So you have... On Sunday, that one game, you have the Panthers and the Colts. And that's your whole weekend. At least we have football the whole weekend and
yeah.
a lot of games.
Yeah. Girl, I listen.
And if you can't watch all of them, DVR.
Yes, yes, Lord, because you know we're going to talk about it all on Bills. You know we're going to talk about it all on that was Teresa's first rundown of the games. Now we're gonna do our pick'em for this weekend coming. So in the second hour, so you know, stay tuned. You
right.
never know who I'm gonna call on or who I'm gonna pick. So stay there because your name may be called as the and you know what, Teresa? I think this year we're gonna take two people. You know,
okay.
Last year we only took one along with the ride week for week. So this year we'll take two along with us week for week in our picks. Now let's remember one thing, guys. This is just a preseason, okay?
All right.
I'm going to talk trash because that's what I do. Let's get that out first and foremost.
Right.
You know what I mean? Put your big man, and for the ladies that's picking too, put your big man pants on because DMV Kill talks trash. Buku trash.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and I know the difference between regular season and preseason. So I won't go too far in the preseason here, but you're going to get trash talk from me for the regular season. Believe that, you know what I mean? As Lady T comes with her trash talk and all of that. And let me say this, it's nothing personal. Don't take it personal, please. Please do not take it personal. If you're a person that lives and wear your feelings on your sleeve, you might not want to mess around with Kale's Corner because the host nor the people in attendance go like that. We all bring it up. You know what I mean? Yeah, with that disclaimer out the way, you know
what
I'm saying?
Okay.
Girl, because, you know, last year I had people, like, really seriously mad, you know, over the trash that we talk when, you know, with our respective teams. And I'm like, that really it's the only thing you can do. It's all that we have as fans. So why would you want to take that away? You know what I mean? Why would you want to take that away? Let's go back to you, Boo. Who was it you said is there with you, Nick?
Huh?
Nick. She said, remember when Nick first chimed in, she said that her and somebody else
Jesse.
Who?
Jesse.
Okay. Nick, I forgot
She's like Washington.
That's right. That's why she's my baby.
Hello, let me in.
We hear you.
Oh, y'all can hear me. Yeah. yeah, I'm a Braves fan, but don't act like you don't know that, Kim.
Wait a minute. That is not the team name, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Washington.
Okay.
My bad, Washington.
I'm gonna tell you like I tell everybody else, okay? Until they come up with a name, you call them what you wanna call them and don't let no San Francisco fan tell you what you call
them. Disrespectful. Like that we go they don't always be the Braves fans to us. Like what you mean?
Well, you know, because guess what? I can't change this big old R I got on my left shoulder with
the Sean Teller jersey that I got, black Sean Teller jersey that everybody be sweating. I love it. Braves.
Kale, you can change it into respect.
I ain't that girl. No. Boy, I almost hurt. She is so disrespectful,
She's so disrespectful to have grown up and been a part of the Washington, you know.
No, man. No, man.
You're from here.
I thought you said this. They ain't never
been to San Francisco.
I ain't worried about that. You know.
Hey, what the young people say? I got receipts.
She don't got no receipts.
That's all I gotta say. I don't got receipts.
I ain't even gonna front. She had business. She had business. I ain't gonna lie.
And Kale. somebody that was a witness front row sitting right beside me that can speak on it.
Oh, my God.
That's another problem.
Oh, like what?
Oh, it's never a problem.
Well, we're not even going to probably get on that, but that's another problem. Anyway.
Lou, what's your team, Lou? It's the Jets,
I'm a Cowboy
right?
fan. Yes.
Lou, I'm just at a loss.
What we gonna do with him? I mean, it is what it is. We can't do nothing.
Yeah, you know.
Come on, I've been calling the show for 3 years.
Yeah, but still, Lou. You're a Cowboy fan, man. I don't know why I thought that you were a Jets fan all this time, man.
I am.
Maybe because
I am that, too.
Exactly. I knew I heard you say that you were a Jets fan. See, what it is when you say Cowboys for the first time,
I thought this show was Cal with the Redskins fans. What's going on?
No,
everybody
can't be
no Redskins
fans. That's stupid.
Yeah, everybody can't be Washington fans.
We allow it wouldn't be no show.
Y'all just be talking about y'all all day long. That's dumb.
It would be a show, Nick.
It would be a show.
You know why it'd be a show?
We like the breeze flow straight out of our lips. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when the DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the fattest hip-hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sound. She frequents beat, fatter joints called underground. Our funk booms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimension? Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When butterfly rocks the light, we sway boomers. What by the cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz the entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since we started saying Audi? Cause funks made fat from right beneath my hood. The poober of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60 funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
I'm cool. We cool. We Washington. Welcome to DC. You know, that's what I should have played. For real, for real. You better be glad we not playing here at FedEx Field. Lord knows. Hey, you know what? I'm going to be honest, 100% honest. As a Washington fan, I'd be so glad when we get out of FedEx Field. Seriously. I'm ready to go back to the District of Columbia. I don't care where Muriel Bowser, I don't care where you have to get in cahoots or who you have to get in cahoots with, whatever. Get us back in D.C.
I'm not getting in cahoots, though.
Yeah. Get to bed with somebody. I don't care. I want my team back in the city, man. For real. I'm going to tell you. And I'm partial to RFK because I grew up like three blocks away from RFK. So, it was funny, my brother lived, Big Boy used to live over on Sheriff Road, right across the street from FedEx Field. And it was so nostalgic hearing the crowd react to, you know, sitting outside in Big Boy's backyard and watching the game on TV and hearing the fans' reactions and everything going on. It took me back to my childhood. It took me back to my childhood when we used to hear and listen to the fans at RFK. And let me say this about RFK, okay? I know for a fact you had just as many politicians, policemen, and drug dealers all alike in RFK. I don't know if you can say the same about FedEx Field. I'm serious. And what I mean to say is RFK brought this city together. That stadium brought this city together.
Right.
And for the 4 hours that the football game was, 3.5 to 4 hours that the football game was going on, It did not matter what you were doing or you know, when the game is over or, you know, what your occupation was. None of that stuff mattered. Breaking news, Quentin Dunbar just got released, y'all. Quentin Dunbar, Washington, the ex-Washington cornerback, was released by the Lions. Detroit Lions released Quentin Dunbar. But, hey, he missed most of the camp for personal reasons. So, you know, 6-year veteran signed a 1-year deal in the offseason, and that's what happened when you don't show up. You get cut. But back to RFK and why it was such a beloved place, man. It was. And for real, the perfect location as far as the metro, as far as 295, 95, every street around it wasn't an escape goat to a neighborhood, to a highway, whatever you had to do to get home. This FedEx Field, when I say conjunction, function. Man, first of all, if you take the subway, you better bring your scooter. You better take a scooter to actually get up to FedEx Field, because that is one, you are going to walk at least 2 miles.
Yeah.
At least 2 miles. And it's the most uncomfortable. Yes. It's far as hell, and it's the most uncomfortable walk because, I mean, it's all uphill. It's all uphill. So it's just, I mean, I will be so glad when this thing is rectified and these guys are brought back home. That's all I got to say. I'm off my soapbox, y'all. You know. Yeah. No doubt. Still is on one, as you can.
It's so good to be on that jump. You deserve to be on that jump for that one.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not just speaking for Washingtonians. I've heard other fans of different teams that have had to go and go to FedEx Field and watch a game. I've heard them complain. You know, how you got to walk so far to get in the stadium, then the locations of the concession stands, and how far you got to walk around to get into those, and it's just, you know, people are just don't like that stadium. For whatever reason, they just do not like FedEx Field.
Right.
me personally, I don't like it because I'll never forget one year. It was Reese's birthday is in December. So at the end of the season, I got she and I tickets to go to the Red Washington versus the Eagles. And I'm telling you, on our way out, of course, Washington won the game. And Philly fans were upset, ain't even a word to describe their emotion or their feeling, for real. And I'm talking about spitting and knocking trash cans over. One guy spit in the direction. He didn't spit on my baby, but he spit in the direction. And I like to lose it. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
You're a visitor, and you think you're going to spit in the direction of my girl? You done lost all your damn mind, son. You done lost all of it. And Reese was like, he didn't touch me with it. He didn't. I don't care. He need to know. He need to understand that this ain't that type of activity goes on. You know what I'm saying? So, needless to say, she got me in control and the calmer head prevailed. But I was just at that particular point in time. I just said to myself, I hate this stadium. I hate this stadium.
Yeah.
Listen, when I was a young boy, something that I used to love, when visiting teams rolled into RFK, they had to drive down Oklahoma Avenue, right? You had old people and young who lived along Oklahoma Avenue. You saw Washington flags everywhere. There were older people flipping them the bird. Yeah. And throwing eggs at their butt. So, and I understand, you know, some might say, that ain't right, Kale. You shouldn't treat the opposing team like that. Listen. It's about getting into their mental. It's about, it's about messing with their psyche.
Yeah.
Before they even enter the stadium. You know what I'm saying? So I, for one, appreciate it. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? You hear, this is what we do, you know? Take it or leave it. Welcome to Washington. You know,
welcome
to D.C. I don't know what else to say to you. Welcome to Damn It DC. This is how we get down. And now, you know, with the team playing at FedEx Field, you the opposing team sees no fan love from the people around the stadium. Because they don't see nobody live. The closest thing to our stadium is the church by Betty Peace. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So you have taken this home element, you have taken it completely away from the fans as well as opposing teams. And that's why they feel when they come to FedEx Field, we got a chance. Oh, we can get down. That's just Washington. Ain't nobody tripping off Washington. But let it be the situation like it used to be at RFK. When you ride through with your bus windows up, because you don't want no eggs flying in that window on you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're saying to yourself, man, we gotta play Washington, man. You know, oh man, these families are gonna be extra, Joe. Before we even get in the arena, they gonna act like fools, you know. But hey, that was Washington. That was Washington. What's up, Jim?
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up,
Jim?
Hey, babe.
Not much.
Nothing
you ready for tonight?
Our Friday. Our Friday is here. Am I what?
You ready for tonight?
Oh, yeah. You talking about the baseball game, right?
Y'all play tonight. Pittsburgh play tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. That I watched Hawaii play, who was it? Hawaii and, who was in that game? California.
I didn't watch it.
I watched Hawaii and California today, and I'm here to tell you, them little Hawaiian youngins, first of all, their pitcher, I'm good testing that little bit. I'm giving him a cup after the game, for real.
Okay.
Because that boy had a mustache and everything. Do you hit me? And I'm looking at him, I'm like, come on. Come on, he is too old to be out there with them little boys. You know? But I thought about 257 because it was. I was flipping from the Nationals and the Mets to Hawaii and California, and I must say, Hawaii and California had more excitement than the Mets and the Nets. So I ended up watching Hawaii and California. But go ahead, 57. I just wanted to throw that point out there.
Yeah. It really, just so you know, I really don't pay that much attention to preseason schedule when the games are going on, because I know you really ain't going to see the people you want to see playing. They out there evaluating talent right now. So, you know, I don't keep up with when the games are happening, you know. So I didn't even know we were playing tonight.
Oh, yeah, I played tonight.
You didn't know y'all was playing tonight, 57.
I'm serious. I didn't care. I didn't know. The only reason why I knew y'all was playing tonight because I heard it on the news today. That's the only reason why I knew.
57.
I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to need you to
take your ear away from the phone. Matter of fact, just sit the phone down and put it on speaker. Because we want the lightning just to hit you. We don't want Tails Corner interrupting. It's lightning.
I understand. For people, you know, other people on this podcast, not used to winning. Not used to Super Bowls, you know. So I'm used to it, you know. So I don't have to pay attention to the preseason and everything because I understand what's getting ready to happen. The people I'm on here with won't even sniff the Super Bowl this year. So give me a break.
What?
You know, I got to bring my man on. I got to bring my man. Hey, Tank, get that Bama Tank. Get him.
Karis Corner Fresh, how y'all doing today, baby?
What's going on, babe?
How you doing, baby?
My brother from another mother.
57, what you doing, man? You ain't causing havoc already.
I know you ain't calling in here to talk no stuff to me, bro. We just finished. We still kind of get that last toe out.
Hey, 57. I ain't messing with you right now, man. The season about to start. We have 5 more Sundays, man. 5 more Sundays, and we're going to be talking trash. Believe that.
Hey, well hey. You know how it goes, man. You're going to get it this year.
Tank, now, hold up. We can say that. I don't know how much you can say that with your boy being, you know, going through another MRI on Monday and you know, Treat, I told you, Treat, you go ahead.
I was going to give you an answer to it. I was going to tell you how I felt about it. But then I said, it ain't my team. So I'm going to let him explain how he feel about it. And if I agree with what he say, then I just agree and leave that alone.
Oh,
it ain't your thing, huh? I'm going to be honest with you.
Go ahead.
The MRI thing, him checking on that again, I mean, you can read into it both ways. You can say, yeah, he's doing it because it might be something going on real bad. Or he could be just making sure everything is okay. Now, when the preseason start, which is Friday, we play on Friday, I do want to see him. I want to see him in the preseason game, I mean, at least one of these preseason games. But I'm not really reading too much into it because I really don't know, and I can't even pick sides on how I feel about it. I just know when the season starts, I want him to be there. If he's not there for the first game, then I know it was really something going on with him.
What?
Stop your blood clot crying. Stop your blood clot crying, boy.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You know what?
About?
You know what? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? He is 57.
He always
do
that.
So, 57,
I can't wait till the season starts.
So
we ain't going to hear from him.
He's so caught up on last season, y'all. You know what I mean? And the debacle that was the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, he just coming out and throwing shots at everybody, because we all, well, I ain't going to say we all, but the majority of us were still winning towards the end of the season. So you know. I can understand,
was that your side
I can understand, I can understand his hate. I can understand his hate, his little, you know, his feelings, him and his emotions. I can understand all of that, you know. You know, if my team, you know, was looking so good at the beginning of the season and railed off 11 wins in a row and then meet that 12th opponent. And did y'all win again? Oh, yeah, y'all just won preseason the other night, last week. Okay, yeah. So y'all have won again.
And that wasn't even a game. That was just a Hall of Fame game.
Hey, Don't worry. After that red beard started looking like Santa Claus back there throwing the ball for y'all.
Who are you talking about? Who's
Fitzpatrick. He's going to be a gray beard by the time you get to game number six.
Fitzpatrick.
He'll look like Santa Claus back there.
Okay, yeah, he got a lot of L's to give out.
hey, Kev, let me just say this. By the sixth or seventh week, we won't even hear from 57, man.
57, I'm telling you, if you do that punk snidget, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, you might as well get the address right now. You might as well get the address right now.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Kale, come
now,
on, Kale.
Last season.
Y'all can't find your way to the end zone. You know you can't find your way to my house.
You see what I'm saying? That's when I was about to give him a compliment.
Don't compliment me. We don't need no compliments. We take ours.
Yeah, I know you do. You took it on.
Can I just say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
The shit talking has officially started. That's all I'm saying. And Kale, he is baiting you in. I'm just letting you know. That was. There you go. That's a freebie for you right there. That's what 57 do.
Hey, look, I can handle it. I'll be your talking bird.
I know you can. Both of y'all can.
Yeah.
I'm just letting everybody know it has officially started preseason.
Oh, man.
All we got to do is say when.
We already said when. We passed win.
Yeah, we passed win. Everybody already said win a long time ago. Yeah, we had 563-999-3782 on Kale's Corner. And all I want to say is, last season, man, this for my man.
I know this is something I got to do. But that don't mean I want to. trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end. And it's better for me to let it go now and hold on to hurt you. Gotta let it burn.
It's coming burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming, but we didn't pin fell apart. We really wanna work this out, but I don't think it's gonna change. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Yeah, tell me why I should say this.
And the quarterback too, he wanted to just throw it all the ass away. I think that you should let it burn. When the feeling ain't the same, and your body don't want to, you know, gotta let it go. Let it go, baby. Let it go, baby. Let it burn down to ass.
I ain't the only one smoking Marlboros today.
left hand Marlboro. Left hand Marlboro. At that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. But you know what? For real honesty, 57, I am waiting like on Santa Claus to see Dwayne Haskins play in your offense, right? You know, so I need you to make that phone call, man. Call your people and tell them put that Bama in, Joe.
Hey, man, first of all, that Bama ain't going to see no light on our offense unless we up by 40 points.
I think it'll be before that this year.
They
ain't playing the whole year.
Who ain't been? Hey, man, Ben going to surprise y'all this year, man. Ben going to have – look, I predict this, since we all making predict. I predict this. Ben going to play the whole year, going to have a very good year. We're not going to win our division, but we're going to the playoffs and we're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Miss Tree, can you, Bob, can you put that down, Miss Tree, that I said that on this date?
Well, I'm already on it.
I know you are.
That's definitely a bold prediction. That's definitely a bold prediction. And make my prediction that he's going to check out by the seventh week.
Okay, I got it.
I ain't going to check out. I'm just going to do like Debo. I'm going to start texting.
Kevin, you done lost all your damn mind talking about some Pittsburgh going to the Super Bowl. Your court, like Tang say, but I'm going to say week five or six. Ben is going to be through. Ben will be done week five, week six. Your man was, before the season even ended last year, was showing exhaustion in his arm, repetition exhaustion in his arm. He could not throw that ball more than 15 yards accurately. And I think that by week five, week six, it's only going to get worse. Correct.
You know what, man? You pay more attention to Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback and the Dallas Cowboys quarterback than you do that age, that kimchi that you got back there for a quarterback.
Newsflash, bro. I pay attention to all of them.
Okay, wait. Okay, where's Tyrod Taylor at now?
Tyrod Taylor? The last I was on Tyrod, he was with Buffalo. But he's no longer there. Matter of fact, I don't think Tyrod is signed with anyone right now.
Denver Broncos.
Oh, wow. When did he do that?
I don't know.
Tell me when.
They were talking about him yesterday on ESPN.
Oh my boy.
They showed him in uniform, Kev. I don't just throw stuff out there, Kev. Hey, Kev, this is a brilliant mind right here, Kev. A brilliant mind right here.
That guy was saying brilliant, right? Okay, I give you that, and that's what you want. I'll give you that, you know.
Thank you, Kev.
Do me a favor and slap yourself on the side of that shell that's holding that brilliant mind for me, because he kind of lost me there a little bit, bro. Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, I told you to let it burn, baby. Let it burn, you know. But you know, and you know what? I'm glad that you brought him up, because if there's ever been a quarterback who was, I don't want to use the word disrespected, because he got paid, okay? And you making an NFL salary, then it's hard to feel disrespected. I'll say Curry, as we do. If there was ever a quarterback who was Curry, I have to say it's Tyrod Taylor. And for a while, wherever Tyrod went, he played good ball. And then come the off season, we get notification that he's been traded. And I'm like, why? Why did they trade him? What did he not do right? You know, what did he do wrong? I mean, this dude, you know, Tyrod Taylor, man, he especially with Buffalo, man, especially with Buffalo, I love the way he fit in with the scheme in Buffalo. And it was just, next thing I know, no more Tyrod. I'm like, wow. Why? Why? I mean, you guys have any answers or explanations or reasons as to why?
Not now. And it's kind of baffling, though, because he's more than average, for real, if you really look at his stats. But it just seems like he don't fit in wherever he go. It just, for some reason, he just don't fit in with them. I mean, on the outside looking in, you would think he fit in. But if they keep trading him, it's something, I don't know, something got to be going on.
Mm.
Or somebody could be putting a big sticker on his name and just, you know, making him out to be something that he's really not. I don't know. Maybe they want him to play something that he can't play, or they blame him. I don't know. Because
if it was a personality thing, Or not being able to get along with his teammates, we'd have heard that by now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That story would have come out by now. You know?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
But when you talk to other players who have played with him, you hear nothing but rave reviews and how much they love him, you know? It's crazy to me that this man can never hold on or catch with the team. I'm like, you know, how is it that this man can't catch with a team? Seriously,
right.
He's a great quarterback, and then, you know, for those who will say, well, it's his physical stature. He was taller than Drew Brees. He was taller than Drew Brees and more athletic than Drew Brees. And I might add, he's never had a shoulder injury. So what is it about Tyrod Taylor that makes him such a drop off when it comes to these teams? You know?
But you know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the thing. It says that the Texans and required Tyrod Taylor, so that's their quarterback. So he's with the Houston Texans, right?
Not
because that's what
Browns. You mean,
I'm talking about
the Bronco.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about... Yeah, somebody said the Broncos, and I'm saying no, he's with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I said the
yeah.
tree. I was wrong.
Right, yeah.
I knew it was to somebody, but they showed him in uniform. I looked at it wrong. I thought it was the Broncos. My bad.
Okay.
That's why we got you, Cree. That's why
we
got you, man.
For a loop for a minute, so that's why I was so quiet for a minute, because I was like, Broncos? Where did he get to the Broncos? Like, wait a minute. Okay.
Mind can't be too brilliant. I'm going to tell y'all one time and one time. I'm going to tell y'all one time and one time only. Do not funk around with Miss T, because she going to look it up and she going to get this straight. She going to tell us what is and where is and who is and why he is. For real. Y'all better stop playing with Tree. Y'all better stop playing with Tree. Debo tells me all the time. I was just waiting for Tree to say, hold on, I got it. Tree gonna look up everything. You hear me? She gonna look up everything and tell us exactly what it was. But I didn't understand. I don't understand how you confuse Texas with Broncos. But hey, you know, everybody TV viewing is different. Like, you watch the game and thought Pittsburgh is winning.
pew, shots fired. Pew. Yeah, he bought a little Derringer to a cannon fight.
Well, hey, that Derringer has been working pretty good. Hey, Kale.
Yes, you're
sir.
In a sorry division. You stumbled up, and they didn't have nobody else to give your division to last year, so they gave it to y'all. You know, you're in a sorry team. Dallas got a sorry quarterback, and they done paid him all that money. They weak. Philadelphia weak. Oh. Ain't nobody in your division can compete.
Hey,
y'all won that one little game, and that's all you got.
Okay, you got
one second,
we own Dallas, so be
quiet. Kawhi Leonard signed a 4-year deal with the Clippers. So he got back on the Clippers. Go ahead. Tank, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You threw me off when you said that Clippers. You can't believe he went back to the Clippers. You must just want to stay home, man.
Yeah.
That's hometown, ain't
it?
He must have been in L.A.
See, he ain't like Kevin Durant. He went home.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I know.
We're not going to get on that right now. Yeah.
Yeah, we all know why Durant has not come home. Look, Debo and I had an in-depth conversation the other day about that. Look at the way this organization is ran. I would not trust my athleticism, my last few seasons of good ball play to the people that are running the Washington Wizards. I'm sorry. I would. So, you know, Kevin Durant, by all rights, has the right to do just what he's doing. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I forgot. I ain't going to lie. I forgot what we were talking about, man.
We were talking about
the Marlboros, baby. The Marlboros.
Ooh. Wait a minute. We were talking about
that. That's why he can't come on the – hey, look, that's why he can't come on the show until after 6.
Why is that?
I love you, bro.
Oh, my gracious.
I'll be with the grandkids, man.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I'll be with the grandkids, man.
I got you, bro.
You know what? If 57 was here at the beginning of the show, he would have heard me say that. I was wondering how we could talk to Tank so quick, because I know he used to be on granddaddy's duty. And he let me know the kid's not dead. So, yeah.
What y'all in a club or something?
I know what I was talking about, y'all. We was talking about our division.
Dang.
We was talking about our division. And I was going to say 57. Look, man, I understand you got the right to talk about our division last year because our division was messed up. First time in probably about two decades.
No, he didn't, because he lost to our division last year.
Yeah, he did. But what I'm saying is that was like the first time our division was weak ever in probably about two decades. But I guarantee you this year, it's definitely not going to be like that. I'm going to tell you that name. NFC East going to be back, man. The whole division. Maybe not the Eagles, but the whole division will be back.
Just know the West ain't never left. We always step up. Always. Even hurt, we step up.
I ain't say nothing about NFC. I ain't say nothing about NFC West.
I am.
Hey, didn't we get y'all last year, too, last week?
Excuse me?
If I'm not mistaken, we got y'all last season as well.
I mean, what you want to do? Stomp my head again?
No, I'm just asking. That's all.
But you already know the answer, though. You already know the answer, though, bro.
Hey.
Moving on.
They still unwrapping Christmas presents from last year. You know how they do.
Moving on.
They re-gifted them and give them out.
Re-gifted and unwrap it again. Oh, look, I got a victory over the Steelers. Whoo, let me unwrap this real quick.
You know it. Has anybody heard this J.R. Smith situation?
Nah, what did he do?
Yeah, I did today.
Pursuing a degree at North Carolina AT&T, where he's going to join the golf team.
They got a good handicap, Kale. They say he got a very good handicap.
Who is it again? What's his name? Who y'all talking about?
J.R. Smith.
Oh, okay.
We're going to bring Brother Ted in. What's up, Brother Ted?
Hey, good evening, everybody. How y'all
doing? How you doing today, Ted?
Now my day is complete.
Indeed. And you know what I said when I come on, I said, I hear 57. My brother, what's happening?
What's up, buddy?
Ain't nothing to it. Hey, Jay, I need to go sit down, man. You need to pay. The kid's spot that he's going to take, he need to go in and pay for their tuition. But no, he don't, because the kid's spot he's going to take, it ain't nothing but a rich kid. So unless he, you know, give it to a minority, you know what I'm saying? Go in and say I'll bring a minority along with me. So or bring somebody else to college, not necessarily for golf. So
He might not be going to college. He's going back to college. He's paying for it. He's not going on no type of grant or scholarship or nothing.
He's
paying.
If he's getting notoriety and consideration above these youngins, I mean, if it's just because he is J.R. Smith, I'm with you 100%. But if it's because, like 57 said, the man has a great handicap and golf is a sport that he can flourish in, then by all means, go ahead, man. Try your hand, bro. Try your hand. You know, it's been enough people saying that we can't or we shouldn't long enough. You know what I'm saying? If you can, get your high parts out there and do it. Get out there and do it, unless it's a situation like Unique was just saying about the transgender, getting into all that, then yeah, there's some red tape that need to be removed before you do anything like that. But if we're talking about a regular man playing regular golf against other regular men, by all means. By all means. Handle your business. Handle your business. And maybe because we all know in golf, it's you versus the course. It ain't about what everybody else is doing. It's you versus the course. So maybe
right.
J.R. Smith is seeing things in the way of, you know, and this reminds me of another point, too, but I'm going to say this first. Maybe J.R. Smith is seeing things in a way where he finally has a chance to be an individual and not a part of a team. And he's looking at it like, I want to showcase myself where I'm great. So that's cool. Now, and I know we've all heard of this, the Shumpert situation, where he turned down the 4-year, $84 million from the Lakers and accepted 1 year, $5.9 million from New York. Have you all heard about this?
Yeah.
What do you think was the reason? And I know, guys, we said we're going to go football, we're going to do football, but I want to run through this real quick. What do you think was the reason for Shumpert turning down the money with the Lakers?
I don't think he's so comfortable playing with LeBron James, period. I don't think he wanted to play with LeBron James. And that's why he took the one-year deal with the Knicks. That's my
thing. 57, what you think?
I agree with Tree.
Because they had just
won a championship, and Kyrie wanted out of there so bad, he didn't want to play with LeBron no more.
Right. Okay. Ted, what do you think, Ted?
Yeah, I agree with the panel. I agree with everybody what they're saying. That, you know, they don't want to play with dude. It's enough is enough, man. You know, hey, money ain't everything. You know, my sanity and my, you know, sanctity is better than this money, you know. I might go to play my hand and might get a better deal afterwards. I played this 1 year, but dealing with dude, I got to get away from dude or I bust him up or something, you know what I'm saying?
Or whatever the case is,
you know, or a dude is getting on my nerve, whatever. But like you say, they don't want to play with dude for some reason, you know. I don't know. You know, maybe.
That whole lady thing messed up now, man.
Say again?
I respect all them players over there, but that team messed up now and all that they got over there. That team messed up, man. They're not going to do nothing.
The Lakers team?
Who is that?
The Lakers.
He's talking about the Lakers.
No.
They're not going
to
do nothing.
I'd like to see Carmelo get a ring, though.
That's just too much, man.
Ain't no more like him.
Yeah.
Them boys ain't going to get no ring, man.
Debo, what do you mean by he with Boston and $84 million is $84 million? Explain that to me, Debo. Debo, text that to me, y'all, because I just go ahead. Who's that?
How can you believe what somebody say that's texting?
Because they write it in black and white.
Hey, Debo, he's taking you in, Debo, man. He's trying to get you to call in.
Yeah. For real. But I don't know. But
we
on table.
Debo trying to get that money. Leave him alone. He working.
Yeah. No, that's right.
That's why I say we gonna he said he's not in New York, he's in Boston. That's right. You're right. He's in Boston. I'm sorry, that was my mistake. He's in Boston.
Oh.
He's trying to take your place. He trying to take
your you can make a mistake. he can make a mistake.
Your mistake was you were talking straight towards me. So I didn't even hear Kale say that. So I it went right over my head.
Okay. Right. Well, he's in Boston. He's a Celtic man. Either which way, he turned down $84 million and signed for $5.9 million. And I was just wondering what you guys thought his whole mentality was behind that. You know, because we all know you get the most, not the least. You know, and the only reason that the Lakers, went after Westbrook was because Schroeder was leaving. They knew that Schroeder was getting out of there. So,
but I wouldn't let dude take me away from my bread, though, man. I'm going to get that $84 million, cat. For real. We're going to have to get along, or we're going to do something. But you ain't keeping away from my bread, dude.
But I think Kale said it earlier. Sometimes, if you pay attention, in the last few years, that's what a lot of guys doing right now, and they betting on themselves. So why not go out there and get this 1 year? And if you bet on yourself and you know what you're going to do, man, the sky's the limit, man.
Yeah,
you can bet on himself.
That's true, though, but if he get injured, you can look at that, too.
If you can't live on $5 million, I don't know what to pay.
But look, okay, that is true if he get injured. But I wouldn't even be thinking like that, and I hope he ain't thinking like that. But yeah, he could get injured. But a lot of them, they bet on themselves now with this 1 year contract, and I love it.
Mhm. Yeah.
But a lot of
hey, cause you gamble, that don't mean you're a good gambler. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm gambling on myself.
That's true.
I ain't gambling on your ability. I'm gambling.
You can be a degenerate gambler. So.
But I hear what you said. Exactly right. I ain't gambling on your ability. I'm gambling on my own ability. So I'm gambling on myself.
This.
I'm not gambling on how good you can do. I'm gambling on how good I can do. And I know what I can do. If I put my mind to it, I can do just about anything I want to do. That's what they're teaching these kids nowadays. That's why he's betting on himself.
I'm going to say this. I don't think it's about betting on himself at all. I think he wanted to get the heck away from the scrutiny and the finger pointing that comes along with playing with LeBron.
Okay, I go with that
too.
When Schroeder first came to LA, he would not bow down to LeBron. He wouldn't bow down to him. And I'm not saying he's right or wrong for that. That is the position that the young man took. That is where he stood. He would not bow down to LeBron, which lends me to believe that he said, the hell with staying here. I'm not going to stay here and be blamed. And we all know, Schroeder thinks of himself as just as much of a superstar as LeBron does. Now, I'm not saying he is, but to himself, I don't have to cow down to this dude. I don't got to bow down. Say what? Why is he a king? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I really don't think it's a matter of just banking on. Now, when it comes down to the money, yes, I understand just as much as like Jay was just saying. That's $84 million, right? That's $84 million, dog. But Schroeder's a young man. He hasn't even crossed 30 yet. So he can afford.
I think he's 32.
No. I thought he was 28.
Okay.
I thought he was 28. You look that up for me, please. But I thought he was
27. You're right. Mm-hmm.
He's 27.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So, like I said, he got 3 years to 30. He's just signed a 1 year, $5.9 million contract. And they're trying to decide whether he's going to come off the bench or will he start or how this thing is going to go exactly. I say, the young man, to get out, to get away, he did what was necessary. And we should see him perform up to his capability, because a lot of what is through the game, slashing, diving, driving to the rim for dunk, He couldn't do all of that. He couldn't do all of that because that was the Bronx thing. And I, for one, feel that Westbrook, because that was one of the things I loved about Westbrook's game here. That was one thing I loved about it. When he would put his head down and drive to that basket and dunk over them seven-footers and look like what? You know what I mean? I loved that. Well, Westbrook, unless LeBron is either injured or not in the game, you're not going to be able to do that. That's not what they're going to want from you. So, I mean, hey, and of course, the LeBron lovers are going to say, Damon say, Debo say he's not going to see that again. It's $84 million. You tripping. I say he's going to see what he plays his value to be. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah,
you're right. There's a chance he won't see that $84 million again. But there's also a chance that somebody, if he has this, he's banking on having, they're going to pay him more. They're going to offer him the $100 million that he wants. They're going to offer him the $100 million that he wants. But I just thought it was funny as hell that nobody wanted to bring out the fact that playing alongside LeBron was why this young man did not want to sign it. And that's not saying anything bad about LeBron. I'm just saying the facts are the facts.
Right. It ain't even just LeBron going up there. Look at everything up there. If you already said he had a problem, he couldn't do what he wanted to do with LeBron, he already know he definitely ain't going to be able to do what he want to do with Carmelo Anthony, LeBron, and Westbrook. Come on, man.
He and Westbrook were never going to be on the same team. He and Westbrook were never going to be on the same team. Westbrook was the reaction to him leaving. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, like you say, I agree with saying that, he would have a different role in Boston, and you got to look at Boston got a young upcoming team. So they missing a nice young piece to go along with Jalen and Tatum. You know, they tried for a name, but he didn't work. So, and like you say, he got a bigger role to play. And hey, I'd rather play also, too, than sitting on that bench, too. But then, like you say, you're gambling on yourself, and he might see that $100 million after that 1 year if he shines, you know. Lord willing, hoping he does his best and nothing happens. Like you say, keep a mind frame that, hey, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get paid after this. I'm free. I got a nice young team. That future looks better than L.A. future. You know, because after LeBron is done, and what they're going to do, now they got to really rebuild. You know?
Westbrook going to be done, too. Carmelo going to be done. The whole team going to be done.
That's the geriatric team.
But to go back to Schroeder, he already worth, the man is worth $15 million. $16 million right now. He's worth $16 million. I'm not even talking about none of his contracts or nothing. He was worth $16 million. So if he signed this contract for, like he already did, but if he signed a contract for five, that'll make him have $20 million at 28 years old. Like, he's 28 years old. You can double that just by going to get a shoe or going to get a company or doing something else. Like, $84 million is not everything. Like, all money ain't good money. And that's just all I'm going to say.
Especially when you're in a disgruntled situation. There have been jobs.
Well, you know what? Only broke people say that all money ain't good money when we broke. Because I'm broke as hell. I need that money. So.
I ain't broke. I ain't nowhere near broke. But I ain't going to take no bad deal just because the money is good. Even if I'm broke, I'm not going to do that. Because that's just going to make me – what am I saying before then? If I do that, then my mama told me you got to stand for something. If not, you'll fall for anything. And that ain't who I am. You got to stand on something. Your word, something, bond, something. You got to stand on it. And if you don't, then who are you?
That's how everybody else looking at you sideways. Not me. They ain't nobody going to ever look at me sideways. Because they going to always know who I am. Because that's who I am.
Let me answer this. Debo asked me, how you going to say that fact? He didn't give a press conference. You didn't hear him say that. How you know that got to do with LBJ, hater stuff? I'm going to say this. Because I've seen this movie before. I've seen this movie with J.R. Smith. I've seen this movie with Kyrie Irving. I've seen this movie numerous a time where people did not, and the only reason, well, J.R. Smith totally left basketball alone completely. And Kyrie Irving, he was young, so he was able to join on with another team. Listen, mm-hmm. I am sick and tired of people relating facts to hating somebody. If I'm talking about Peyton Manning, okay, and I talk about how in the beginning Peyton was great, he did everything right, but as the game went on, you could see him losing different skill sets and characteristics, which made him Peyton Manning. Nobody has a problem with it. No one.
Right.
But when you say these things about LeBron, you're a hater. Come on, man. We got to stop that, man. I do nothing but report the fact. What is? And it is a fact. It is a fact that Shumpert turned down 4 years, $84 million, which fact. We all feel is ludicrous. To sign for 5.9. We all feel like that's crazy not to sign for that $84 million.
I wouldn't want to go over there with all them debts anyway.
He got moral. He wanna keep his fantasy.
Well, not just that, he wants to keep his name. Case in point, we all still talk about J.R. Smith when LeBron passed him the ball. And he passed the ball back. We all talk about that to this day. Mm-hmm. Shumpert don't want that type of reputation on his name, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him. You playing alongside LBJ, be it old LBJ or new LBJ, playing alongside him brings criticism and finger pointing that some players just don't want.
Right.
Yeah, because that boy Kuzma went down after LeBron got over there. Because I was liking his game. His game was on the rise when he first came in, seemed like. And it seemed like soon as LeBron got over there, he just took a back seat, man. He wouldn't do nothing.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick one, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Damon, you a Bama.
New York Yankees.
I believe all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had, something that you never seen, something that you never been. But I wake up and Ellen's wrong.
All right. Let me hear you. All right, real quick, y'all, we're rounding down to the end.
Preach, we're not going to do all the games. We can't. We don't have enough time. So just let's do tonight's game, okay?
Okay.
Who
you gonna pick?
We're gonna go with 57, and we're gonna go with Tank. You know
okay.
what? We're gonna go with 57, Tank, and T. All three of them. We can run it like that.
Gotcha.
No, hey,
okay.
Now, fellas, no explaining why you pick who you pick. It's just win or lose who you got.
Okay. Right.
Boy,
okay.
57, you hear
Let's
that?
Go. Watch.
Who plays?
Yeah. I'm about to tell
you. You going to the Red? The Washington football
Washington,
team?
Wait a minute, 57. It's going to be Washington and Patriots. Go 57.
You come on now. You already know, Tree, who I'm going with.
Okay.
Patriots.
Pass. Okay, Tane.
Tane, you're a sellout, man.
Washington. I'm being real.
Tane.
Wow, the W team.
You just can't say our name.
I pick Washington as well.
You ain't got no damn name. What's your name?
Be quiet.
My name
yourself.
Is Wa- that was
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, sorry. Steelers Eagles. Come on, Kale.
Who?
Steelers
Eagles.
Come on, I already know 57. Come on, Tay.
No, yeah. I'm gonna change my mind.
Tay.
I'm gonna go with Steelers.
So that's a sweep with the Steelers. Let's do one more. Tomorrow game, let's do, because we got a little bit of time, so let's do two more. Titans, Falcons for tomorrow.
Titans, Falcons.
Kale.
I'm going to go with the Titans.
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 57.
Titans.
Ted.
Tennessee. Tennessee. Titans, baby. Yep.
Okay, I got Titans as well. Bills, Lions. 57.
Bill.
Tang.
Lion.
Ted.
Bill, Buffalo.
Bills.
I say Bills. And the last one, Cowboys Cardinals.
Oh, Lord.
Tang.
Best for last. Why would you ask?
I got you. Go ahead, Ted.
Cardinals.
Uh, 57.
I agree with Ted.
Okay.
You know, I Cardinals.
I already know you're going with the Cardinals, Kale. I already know you're going with, you ain't picking nothing with the Cowboys. I already know.
Nothing. At all, man. At all. I don't buy certain clothing because of them colors, man.
I know, Mo. I already know.
And I know that for a fact. And we're going to give out. Look, y'all give for the sponsor so we can get this donation going so we can get the when the real game start, y'all, we'll have the pool already in place. So y'all give with whoever y'all can so y'all can donate for $20 if y'all going to plan on participating in the play.
Yeah, and that is for the regular season, right?
Right,
exactly.
For regular season.
Yeah, that's regular season. Right now, the preseason, we're just picking, you know, for fun. So,
right.
So don't worry. Don't worry, you don't have to have it right now.
Got plenty of time.
Got 5 more Sundays.
What you say?
I'm sorry.
You ready to go? You ready to go already?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my Lord. Come on, man.
Hey, Tank. He can't play nothing but the instrumental. He can't play it with the words in it no more.
Why can't I?
That's messed up. I would.
Because you know what they're going to say.
Until they officially name my team, Washington.
Oh, you saying you got a name? You saying you officially got a name? Oh, okay.
No, what I'm saying is they're going to change it from the Washington Redskins. That's
to
what I'm saying.
Hey, you know what the name normally is on Sunday for the Redskins? From the Redskins fans. Them MFs lost again.
Unless we play Pittsburgh. Not if we play Pittsburgh.
They should be the Washington MFs. Okay, y'all stumble.
They the Washington winners.
y'all like to live in the time tunnel. Y'all just love to go back to the past.
57, the last time that we played you guys, did we not win? What's the matter?
I can't remember. I can't remember no further than yesterday.
Oh, well, you know what? My co-host is a statistician. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So she can look it up and tell you exactly how much you all lost by, if you need that help.
I wouldn't be able to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't need any time to waste your time telling it to me. I wouldn't be able to understand. All I know is that every time we get on the mic, the first thing you bring up is we won the Super Bowl last year. We beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Because every time you bring up, you my Huckleberg. So I got to let them know why you my Huckleberg. And ass-whooping is only spelled one way. Ass-whooping is only spelled one way.
I'm your Huckleberg because I'm the only champion you got on this line.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Don't believe that.
He gets muted for that one. And we go, y'all, that's our 2 hours. Miss T,
this score was 23-17, just for anybody wanting to know. 23-17, Washington over Steelers. December 7th on 2020.
Oh, okay. Come on, Miss T.
Oh, it's my turn.
Wrap it up.
To thank the lovely people that came to bless us with their spirits and their thoughts and their love. We welcome all of that, and we love you guys. I want you guys to have a blessed, healthy, safe weekend, and watch all the football you can, because we're going to be right back here on Tuesday to talk about it and say it all over again. So we're going to be right back here on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. Be safe out there, people. Be safe and love somebody.
Hey.
I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. I almost forgot. I love you guys.
That's what's up. Hey, man. Thank you guys for making Kill Corner a part of your evening. Thank you guys for our Thursday, Friday type edition. And, hey, man, I appreciate all you all more than you'll ever know, man. And listen, we joke, we jive, we play, we duck and we dive. But we always keep it live right here on the corner. We'll be back with y'all Tuesday.
Duchess, that's masters like the furious five. I keep your crew shaky eye for bitches at the door. Why not? Why we choke on this?
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Whatever, man.
You ready to start this shit off? I smoke with a lot of college students. Most of them wasn't graduating and they knew it.
You know the weed slang?
Yeah, boy, I speak it fluent. I like your college dorm with my entourage from doing. Bigger they come, harder they fall. That goes for knuckleheads, MCs, pussy walls and all. I lit my first L before I started to crawl. I got my ass whooped when I had my first brawl. But things changed since I was 12 years old. I specialize in wrecking mics and area codes now. PPP the kind of niggas that'll bug with you, smoke bug with you, later on stick a slug in you. Everything that's light green ain't the bomb, bitch. I got different forms to make you lose your car, bitch. See my lips, you ain't hitting that unless you got 10 on it. Get on it or get the fuck out my sight. You ready to roll this weed up?
Whatever, man.
You ready to rob this nigga?
Whatever, man.
You ready to fuck, bitch?
Whatever, man.
You ready to guzzle this liquor?
Whatever, man. Whatever, man.
Game light, game light, game light. Y'all know